Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm the committee chair. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay, Lydia Brezon.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Prozier. Bill.
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I'm here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
That's nine. That's a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. We are on to agenda approval. I sent out a proposed agenda last night. The remaining items would be minutes approval, CFO report, financial statement review, and new business. Do I have a motion to approve that agenda?
So moved.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to that agenda?
Well, just a question, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I assume the financial statement review can cover the questions I emailed earlier, because they're all about...
I would say that would be a very good time to pose those questions.
Okay. Thank you.
I've heard no amendments. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved, and we are on to minutes approval. The first set of minutes we have, if I'm not mistaken, is for the February 10th, 2015 public session. Do I have a motion to approve them?
Yes, I so moved.
Barbara Wipperman moves approval of the minutes. Does anyone wish to propose any changes? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the minutes of February 10th, 2015? Hearing none, those minutes are now approved. The next set of minutes I have is February 24th, 2015 public session. Do I have a motion to approve them?
I move to approve it.
Thank you, Adriana.
I noticed...
Yes, Barbara?
I noticed something that seems there might be an error. At the very end of those minutes, the secretary, I believe there's a word that's incorrect here. Serene Roberts suggested a change from health care plans to health care policies, but then when R. Paul typed in the motion as amended, he still used healthcare plans.
Okay.
Am I correct here?
So, Barbara, can I take that as a motion to strike the word plans and replace it with policies?
Adriana?
Hold
on 1 second, Adriana.
I believe the substitute passed. Yes, then it, unless somebody remembers different.
I see what... If you look above, okay, I swapped them. The motion, I have the original motion saying
policy.
No, wait. Okay. I look above and I see a motion from Adriana Kasanov to create a work group to look at the healthcare policies.
Exactly.
And then the amendment is to substitute healthcare plans for healthcare policies.
Exactly. That was the way that was.
Yeah.
Okay, so then there is not an error.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, Adriana, you think it's correct as it is? Barbara, you believe it's correct as it is? And R. Paul, you believe it's correct as it is?
Yes.
Okay. Then there is no amendment on that front. Is there any other change that needs to be made to these minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the minutes of February 24th, 2015? Hearing none, those minutes are now approved. Mr. Secretary, do we have any other public session minutes that are awaiting approval that I missed on the agenda?
No, this catches us up.
Great. Thank you for your diligent work with them. We're on to the CFO report. Raul, thank you for the arsenal of financial reports you delivered to us 15 minutes ago. And congratulations on getting that audit completed. You've got 30 minutes, and I'm hoping you'll leave ample time for questions as well. Go ahead. Raul?
Hello? I'm sorry.
We can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. Well, good evening, everybody. Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for all your patience. We just sent you some a bunch of financial statements that covers the audited financial statements for 2013 in our own format at the Pacific National Office. Last week, we sent you the audit report that contained the audited financial statements, which in effect, a more summarized version of what I just sent you. These 2013 financial statements are in detail by account, line item account, and but those information were taken from the audited trial balances from the auditor's work. Then we also sent you, and that includes the balance sheet and the income statement, or the statement of activities. So we will be interchangeably using a statement of activities, P&L, or income statement for the same report. We also sent to you the preliminary unaudited 2014 year-end income statement and balance sheet, preliminary balance sheet for year-ending 2014. As well as the year-to-date P&L statement for the group as of February 2015. I would like to kind of start with the most current one, which is the 2015 financial statements. The 5 months ending February 15th shows a very positive outlook for Pacifica, where our consolidated actual year-to-date surplus is about $842,000, although it's below the projected surplus of $1 million for the five-month period. We are experiencing a positive cash flow for the first 5 months. And that's primarily with the increase in our revenue. There's some success stories in each of our stations. However, our revenue for on a consolidated basis was down about $530,000 to $6 million versus $6.6 million budgeted for the five-month period. Our salary and personal-related costs was down about $77,000. Our total administrative on a consolidated basis is down by $72,000. Programming is down $166,000. However, we have not accrued about $135,000 expense for Democracy Now, as we are still resolving how we could record the this particular line item without a contract. So we're working with our auditors on doing that. So nevertheless, we are still showing a lower actual programming expenses versus the budgeted of $787,000. And the development side is about on target, just a little bit below the projected expense of $795,000. On a station-by-station basis, we start with KPFA. KPFA showed a surplus of $616,000 for the five-month period versus the budgeted of $226,000. That's about $400,000above budget, expected budget of their excess income for the five-month period 2015. And this is mainly due to a grant, a bequest, a $400,000 bequest given to KPFA in February 2015, and they just received the money yesterday, and that's a real $400,000 grant that was given to them. So that made their total income, or revenue, for the five-month period of this fiscal year over by $400,000, $2,183,000 versus budgeted of $1,783,000. Their salary expense is also lower by about $26,000. Their administrative expense is just right on target, and their programming and development, their programming is about $16,000 lower than budgeted, and that is, and the premiums, however, is about $28,000 higher. KPFK, on the other hand, showed a deficit of $108,000, for the first 5 months of this fiscal year versus about $256,000 of, budgeted, surplus. That's a variance of about $365,000 for the first 5 months of the year. The revenue, this is mainly due to the revenue, which is down by $248,000. Their salary is about $26,000 higher. Their telephone expense is about $45,000, and that may be, some of the expenses may have been recorded in 2015, but it may pertain to 2014. We are still in the process of reconciling the 2014 fiscal year in preparation for the audit. And there's, KPFA is over with their utilities and their other administrative expense and programming expenses. KPFT, on the other hand,
Could you slow down a little bit, bro? I was finally able to open it and drive. I can follow along, but...
What was that?
Just slow down a little bit, or take a breath between each station or something.
All right. KPFT resulted in about $39,000 surplus for the first 5 months of this fiscal year, versus $181,000, variance of about $142,000 below budget. That is mainly, mainly because of the revenue, and that is partly, there's a $200,000, expected, restricted, project or campaign for capital. For $200,000 that was budgeted in the first quarter of this fiscal year. Hence, the information may be, the budgeted amount may be a little bit higher because of the $200,000 variance on that particular line item. Their net variance is about $163,000 in the revenue side. Their salaries is about $10,000 or lower. The administrative expense is about $6,000 lower, and so with the programming and development expenses. The next station is WBAI. WBAI's surplus or deficit for the first 5 months of the year is $142,000 versus $117,000 budgeted as a surplus for the first 5 months of this fiscal year. That is mainly due to a difference of $313,000 in shortfall in revenue, in total revenue, and a little bit more expense on the salaries and related expenses for about $49,000 over the budgeted amount in that category. Administrative expenses is also, however, is lower than by $15,000. Programming is lower by $24,000, and so is development by $51,000. WPFW showed a surplus of $122,000 versus $182,000 of budgeted surplus for the first 5 months of the year, of this year. However, that is mainly due to the revenue shortfall of about $86,000, of which $70,000 is actually projected from the restricted relocation revenue that's not recorded at this point, since we have not been we have not utilized that budgeted expense for the move of WPFW. So in fact, WPFW is about on target with their revenue at this point. And salaries, on the other hand, is also below the budgeted amount of $292,000 versus the actual of $251,000, savings of about $40,000. Their administrative and development expenses are lower than budgeted. However, programming is about programming is about $11,000 lower than budgeted as well. And we go to the national office. The national office showed a surplus of about $341,000 versus a break-even projection for 2015. This was mainly due to a reduction of expenses at the national office, and primarily salary has been reduced by about $84,000 in the first 5 months of the year. Expenses in the administrative department, and that is mainly the board expenses, have not been incurred or accrued in the first 5 months of the year. And that's about $30,000. So right now there is a lower expense by $142,000. Programming expense is also recorded at lower than budgeted. The budget number that includes Democracy Now! Of $135,000 versus our total actual expenses of $56,000. Shows lower actual expense of by $128,000. However, the $135,000 that we think would be an expense we budgeted in 2015 has not been accrued at this time. Now, the development expenses, we also have reduced the development expenses by $16,000. $8,000, and in fact, the that majority of the $8,300 development expense was done in December when the national office did the mail or the direct mail campaign that generated over $30,000 of income. But the archives, on the other hand, the actual is about a deficit of about $27,000 versus the $45,000 budgeted in the first 5 months of the year, and that's mainly due to the shortfall of about $89,000 of revenue, showing $184,000 total revenue versus budgeted amount of $273,000. Salaries is still about $8,000 higher than budgeted. However, administrative, programming, and development is lower by a total between those three departments, a total of about $24,000. And that is for the 2015. Going over to 2014,
I just said, hang on a second.
Okay.
I can only see the stuff in Google Drive, and I got a 2014. It's the consolidated balance or the
2014 preliminary PL.
Okay.
FY 2014.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know what, Raul, before you jump on to another document, let me ask. If your report's just going to be covering financial statements, which is also our next agenda item, maybe we should combine the two together and take questions on each document before we move on to the next one.
Okay, yeah.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I think that would be good. I think while it's still fresh for, you know.
And then people don't have to switch back and forth. Let me start by taking a stack on questions for the current year-to-date income statement.
Could I ask, is anybody else able to open these? Because
no.
It's crashed my
Google Drive. Yeah, I can only see them in Google Drive.
I can see it. Yes, I can open and see all the documents.
I opened them all with LibreOffice, yeah,
but Google Drive's been working for me too.
But I've just barely had a chance to look at them.
I couldn't open it.
I don't have them at all.
Well, I was able to open them with LibreOffice, but you know, I just got them about 15 minutes ago, so I haven't had a chance to just barely glance at them. And which document?
They are opening with LibreOffice.
Yes. And which document were we about to go to next, though?
The yes. Preliminary 2014 income statement.
Okay.
But we were going to...
I thought we said we'd do questions about the...
Yeah. Paul, what are you using to read spreadsheets?
Well, I've been using OpenOffice right now. I've got Libre in here, and we're going to see what this does. We're going to look at... preliminary FY12...
No, this is consolidated PLYTD.
YTD. Okay. For
2015. 02/28/15.
Okay. Consolidated PL. Date time group is 3/24/2015/16/43.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's see if this comes up here.
Oh, and Brian's bill. Also, I never got the one directly sent through the email list, so I'm only opening the ones that you sent to me directly.
Okay, it opened in Libre.
They're the same ones we all have. Okay, so you've got it, Paul. Barbara, what is your situation? Is there any way that you're able to follow along?
I'm just listening and taking notes, and I look at them when I get them.
Okay. So I'll take a stack for questions on the current year-to-date income statement.
Bill, I guess.
Could be a very short stack.
I've just barely got to look at them, but yeah, I have a few questions.
Yeah, Michael.
I've got Bill, and I've got Bill, and I've got Michael. Who else? All right, why don't you go first, Bill?
Okay, let me just verify. Everything here is supposed to be accrued, correct? Not, doesn't reflect cash flow. Is that right?
It's just based on the accrual accounting.
Okay. Because
listener support is cash.
Okay, because I'm wondering...
Listener support is...
Because I know PRAs, for example, their income, their listener support comes from the other stations, and they show they're way behind budget this year, but most of the overall listener support, all the stations combined, it sounded like we were close to budget overall. So I'm wondering, is that still correct for PRA, the actual year-to-date listener support?
Well,
I'm just wondering why they're so far under budget for revenue.
Well, the central services you're talking specifically for PRA is a revenue to them, and that's been accrued on a monthly basis. And you could see that at the bottom of the... of the report for PRA, Central Services, they recognize an income of about $86,900. And on a straight line basis, that's the amount budgeted for each of the month, each of the station. And again, that's on an accrual basis, and that's not listener support. That's a different category of income.
Okay, well, I haven't had a chance to compare the different spreadsheets for different stations, but they show YTD actual listener support of about 89,000, and the budget is 155,000. And so, yeah, that seems to match with what you were just talking about, but...
No, Bill, they're two different things. The listener support's from their fund drive.
Oh, from their own fund drive.
Their central service is the very last page of the spreadsheet. It's exactly as budgeted because it's all accruals.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's fixed monthly accruals.
Okay, because I knew they were having some really serious problems and worried about not enough revenue, and I was just wondering if that was because of central services payments or what. I guess that's the problem. Is that right?
No. I believe in November they had a fund drive, and they only generated about 50% of their budgeted amount, about $70,000 worth.
Okay. Well, I was also listening on the archives last meeting, and they were talking about not having received either any or as much as they expected from KPFA and KPFK. Of central services, and that was putting a real pinch on things there. Do you know if that's correct?
Yeah, but I think KPFK is paid all the way through. The central service for KPFA from KPFA is about 8,000, 2 months behind. BAI is up to date with PRA. PFW is up to date as well, and so is KPFT. There's only probably about $10,000 or $14,000 unpaid, but I think that should be paid in the next week or two, paid up in the next week or two. But it's only $10,000, and it's probably it's going to help them, but I don't think it's going to, stay there for a long time.
Okay, but then, I don't know if this is related, but then overall it looks like, I'm just mostly looking at the overall net income or expenses, that KPFK is doing the worst compared to budget. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's correct.
They're about $364,000 less than budget.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Next I have Michael Novick.
It's not really a question. It's like, congratulations on the national office as far as cutting your expenses so much compared to budget. KPFK, it's quite the opposite. Our income is well under what we anticipated, and our expenses are all over. And I guess my continuing question is still, which of those we're looking at? Have we sorted out what payments that are being made in the current fiscal year are actually, you know, back, like you mentioned something about the phone bill, for example, but that, you know,
right. That's only one item that we found during the time that we were going through all the expenses of KPFK. We have been working with KPFK the last 2-3 weeks. I actually spent a great deal of time there, 2 weeks, kind of rectifying the records, the financial records there that was kind of damaged entirely. But it's in better shape now. We have properly recorded expenses. There might be some other additional adjustments that might show up that we probably won't be able to detect in the first place. But nevertheless, we uncovered a lot of expenses that were not recorded, and that's one of the main reasons why we were hesitant to issue financial statements. Like I said, we were not really comfortable issuing financial statements when one of the units is really misstated with their financial records. So there's a certain comfort zone now that we are able to produce financial statements. But again, the same thing with the other stations. There might be some other adjustments that might come as we start reconciling the 2014, and it might affect 2015 as well.
Okay, anyone else with questions?
I guess what I'm asking, though, is still how much of the, you know, is we're over budget on most of the expenses, and apart from salary, which I assume are actual current expenses for current salary, I'm wondering if it's clear how much of the money that's been going out in the course of these 5 months of this fiscal year are actual operations of this fiscal year versus unpaid bills from previous year.
Well,
I'm trying to get a sense of, are we overspending consistently on every single budget item compared to what we budgeted, or are they? Is the difference in expenses basically because last year there was such a shortfall that they're?
Yeah, I think with respect to the expenses, in the total overall expenses of KPFK, you probably are not behind, not far off with the expenses. In fact, your salaries and related costs is only about $26,000. I think the deficiency is not in the expenses, but the shortfall in the revenue being generated. Right now, with the first 5 months of the year, you're about $248,000 below the revenue. And I think that's where the majority of your shortfall in the bottom line is going to be coming from. Again, there's, you know, we have initiatives to cut costs there. We've been working with several people to come up with some cost-cutting measures, and the PNB as well as the NFC had some motion for the management to present a plan that would show about $250,000 in expense costs. We don't know whether that's going to compensate for the decline in the revenue and the listener support in the future months for this particular year. So again, we might be able to get a $250,000, but that's just going to cover the $250,000 shortage in the revenue in the last 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of moving parts in at KPFK.
All right, thank you,
Tony.
Anyone else? I've got Tony.
And
who else?
And then
I've got Tony, R. Paul. And then Serene, anyone else to stack on the 2015 figures? All right, go ahead, Tony.
I just wanted to quickly go over, you were in terms of WPFW, you referred to the 70,000. I wasn't quite clear how that was classified again. Could you repeat that again? Or?
Okay, well, we have budgeted a revenue and an expense of $70,000. A revenue from the restricted fund, the relocation fund, was supposed to be transferred to fund the move of WPFW. As far as the actual move is concerned right now, I don't think that we will spend that $70,000 of cost associated with the move. We are not probably going to tap the relocation fund, so therefore there's not a corresponding revenue when we transfer the money into the operations. We will not transfer or recognize the revenue of $70,000, which was added into the budget when we were doing the budget. So okay. There's a revenue and an expense associated with that, the relocation fund. So since okay. We are not tapping that, we're not withdrawing, because when we take money out of the restricted fund, at that time we recognize revenue because that was set aside for later purpose. And when the time comes that you utilize that, there will be a recognition of that revenue. Because at the time we received that money, we did not recognize revenue. But since we're not using them, we're not going to recognize it at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Michael, back to the section.
Let me jump in and follow up on that, Raul. So I get that not releasing the restricted funds creates a negative variance on income, but if the money hasn't been spent yet, shouldn't that be zeroed out by a non-expense, a lack of expense as well?
Yes, there is no expense that was recorded.
Okay, so the $60,000 negative variance on WPFW's bottom line, that's a real shortfall.
That's a real shortfall from many different items, yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, looking at the BAI one, on the income side here, it looks like there are just a lot of lines that are blank, and one of the big ones here is line 13, miscellaneous other income, budgeted $90,000, and there's nothing there. So I'm wondering if some of what we're seeing here with the revenue shortfall is because it hasn't been put in. Maybe it happened and it didn't get put in, and it would be good to know what miscellaneous other income actually is.
Well, that's the budgeted amount. What happens with WBAI, they were lumping the revenue together, whether it's a listener support, website income, and other miscellaneous other income into one line, as you could see in this report. So the $744,000 year-to-date under that one line may include website income and some of the other miscellaneous other income budgeted. Like I said, this is coming from the local station accounting staff, business staff, and they were lumping together all of this because we did not see any categorization of revenue.
Okay.
But, Paul, your question is if they might be not booking some revenue at all, rather than just categorizing, right?
That's a part of it, but, you know, the levy is on listener support, and if you throw everything into listener support, you're going to have a higher central services fee than you should
have. The levy this year is on previous year's listener support.
All right, okay, there's that. I'm remembering how we've been doing it all these years. Okay, on the other hand, so Yeah, so everything is being thrown into there, which means it's going to be very hard to separate that out and see what, you know, see how exactly our listener support is making out if we throw in almost all other money, because I'm looking there and I'm seeing everything else is what, under $3,000.
Right. Well, the good news is that if your local management will provide us with the breakdown of each month's revenue, we will be able, or they can be able to reclassify them and put them in the right category. So this year, it's still early, and we could still make adjustments and reclassify that revenue. So we probably would need, information from the local, because we don't have it here at the national office. We'll be gladly reclassify them for them, but they can also do it. The business manager in charge of BAI would probably be able to reclassify that.
Okay, so you're saying that the lumping of everything is from BAI management.
Right.
Isn't that kind of a problem? Are we really supposed to... The term slush fund comes to mind. Are we really supposed to be throwing all the money in like that? Aren't we supposed to keep, like, separate track of this so we have a clue about how we're doing? I mean, so that we know that if we're getting miscellaneous other income from doing something, that we're doing well or doing not as well, as opposed to throwing everything into listener support?
I totally agree with you that we should. But like I said, it's probably the lack of full-time staff to kind of do this resulted in this mostly summarized version of the revenue recognition. Eventually, we will need to reclassify some of these, especially if there are any other funds that would affect, like, crafts fair income, or if there's any community services income, like special events income, that should not go into that category. At the end of the year, the auditor will determine. And they lump them together, as you can see in the audit report. They kind of lump in all the donors and listener and donations into one line, and then the other miscellaneous income are kind of categorized individually. So there is certain presentation that the auditors are looking into, and there's some categories that cannot be commingled with the listener support line. So we will work with the BAI staff to see if they have anything that supports the classification of those revenue.
Okay, I just want to say I think this is a problem, and I think this is what accounting is for, so you can tell what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and see where the money is coming in and where it's not coming in. And by throwing everything in one big lump, you can't tell any of that. So basically, information is missing, and the information is what we need in order to act responsibly in a financial way. I think this is a problem. This is a problem. I hope somebody can do something about this and rectify this. All right, that's all I have to say.
Next on the stack, I've got Zareen. Okay, I'll put you at the bottom, Michael. Go ahead, Zareen.
Okay, thanks. Just to follow up on what Bill was saying with regard to the archives, when the archives committee met about a week ago, I think, we were told that the amounts owed in central services were a total of about $34,000. That included, I think we were meeting perhaps a couple of days, maybe on the 13th or so, but at any rate, these amounts included what the stations would be expected to have paid by the 15th. So I know you said you thought it was about $10,000. I don't know how much has $23,000 or $24,000 has come through in payments since then. But at that time, what was due was $34,000 in order to make payroll at the end of the month. The payroll is only about 15. But my concern is in terms of stations paying, and I really understand that. You know, I'm happy to hear about KPFA's big bequest. I understand that stations are having a really hard time. Certainly, our station is having to make difficult choices sometimes in terms of making payments. But it's really important, I think, that stations pay their central services for the national office operation, but specifically for PRA, because it's for one unit to intentionally or not, but cause hardship for another unit. And these are, the amounts that are being requested are relatively small because of the formula that's being used. The flat, you know, it's very predictable the amount that has to be paid. It's really unfortunate that, you know, any unit should cause hardship for another unit for this amount. So I'm not asking for a motion, but I am asking people to apply gentle pressure where they can to make sure the payments to PRA come through on time.
Okay, Michael wanted a second round on the stack. Anyone else on the 2015 year-to-date income statements?
Bill.
All right. Michael and Bill for round two.
And yeah, I basically had the same question that our Paul raised about BAI. The KPFK also shows only LISA support and no other income essentially coming in on any of the lines. So I'm wondering if that also got lumped into LISA support, because I know we had some grants, I know that they had some, you know, car donations, et cetera, and all of that is kind of nothing there, and therefore the budgeted sums are all in the year-to-date variance, you know, as the same, you know, $25,000 less in car donations, $7,500 less in grants, et cetera. So I'm wondering if really that's a bigger shortfall in the LISA support over the airwaves, over the, you know, the pledge lines, that is disguised by the fact that none of the money that was coming in other places was listed anywhere else. And then the other question related to that is, I know that we had a lot of discussion and some problems with the amount of money it was costing us for the answer, you know, the call at the call service for the call centers, and I don't see where that is anymore. Does that somehow get lumped in with telephone or something? Is that, and that's why the telephone is so high? This doesn't seem to be the end of the development that I can see.
It should be under
just some little marathon expenses, but that's actually under budget. Somebody ended up getting.
Yeah,
getting
that's probably the. ComNet expense, the telephone
line.
Yeah.
You're saying that the marathon expense is the ComNet, because that's
yes.
$13,000 under budget. And
no, the telephone.
The telephone over budget
about
is actually
$45,000.
Okay, so that's where the ComNet ended up. Yeah,
right.
Under administrative, it was really developed.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, we have to look into this because there might have been some expenses that were accrued that might pertain to 2014, but that's a possibility.
Yeah. But there's
a telemarketing variance too, Michael. Did you see that under development?
Yeah.
That's only
$15,000. That too, I wasn't sure what that was at all. Anyway, it seems to me that there's some, you know, still holes and problems, so I guess we can talk further about the KPFK, you know, at later, or because,
okay,
like I say, all the other income, community events, major donor, all that's zero. And so.
Yeah, KPFK is also doing the same thing. They were lumping it together.
Are you done for now, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, you're the last of the stack.
Okay, thanks, Ian. I was just looking more at KPFK because of the bigger discrepancy between the budget and actuals. And I noticed the same thing he was talking about. Looked like the income, everything was thrown into listener support and donations. So I hope you can check that. The other question I had is, I see just a slight bump in salary. And although I think we really need to look at all the expenses, I hope that if anything, you will get somebody else to help with the bookkeeping there. I know there was a temporary person last year, I believe, for a while, right? And then again earlier this year, because I was still worried about getting everything ready for the FY14 audit. And if this is what's holding it up, or the main thing holding it up, is there any way we can get, would more people, some more bookkeeping, some more professional temporary staff help, perhaps?
You're talking KPFK?
Yes, right. Assuming that's where the biggest problem is. I don't know, but that's
yes.
What I gather.
We have a new person there, and she's very knowledgeable in the system. She just needed to get some guidance and get familiarized with the operations of the station and the kind of expenses. We actually, the business manager at the archives is also working with KPFK business department, overseeing that function so that the current business manager for KPFK can concentrate on the expenses, recording expenses, while the PRA or the archives business manager handles the personnel and payroll and other administrative functions. That's kind of like the plan that we have right now. And then, like I said, about a few weeks ago, I spent 2 weeks just going down each of the vendors' revenue, rectifying the accounts payable, the expenses, recording. And I think we're in a much, much better shape, at least with the recording of the expenses. So from here on forward, it's just a matter of updating the current financials or current accounting activities for KPFK.
Okay, I'm glad there's improvement. I'm just wondering how long it's going to take, because I know it took a really long time to get the FY13, all the data entered so the FY13 audit could happen. And if they're just beginning on FY14, I'm worried about that. We've lost $1 million a year in CPB funding because of that. And then plus there's other issues about not getting the audits done promptly. And would additional people, would that help? That's what I'm basically wondering.
No, I don't think we lost. I just wanted to correct you. We didn't lose the $1 million from CPB funding because of that. We lost it because there's a lot of issues with Pacifica, not only in accounting, but also in the management, previous management, that they failed to comply with other non-financial requirements. So that's another topic, but I don't think that it should be blamed on that particular station because of the amount of records. That's one thing. That's 2013. And right now we are spending a lot of time trying to rectify the records, and I think the goal is to get all the records straight. Like I said, BAI and PFW don't have a full-time business manager. Nevertheless, it's being updated. But we probably would need more details on the reports that we're getting from those stations. But because there's a lack of probably manpower in those two stations, we're not able to do that. But I think it's time to address those issues. But with KPFK, I think they're in a position now to get that records get caught up in the current year, because the 2014 we found a lot of half a ream of adjustment, half a ream of paper of adjustment that we found to discorrect records for 2014 in preparation for this year end. So there's so many things that are lacking in each of the radio stations. So hopefully, little by little, we are able to do that. I mean, we've made some big steps in KPFK. I feel a lot better to issue financial statements that may or may not have some adjustments, but before, I was hesitant because I'm not going to put my signature on a financial report that's incomplete. I know it's incomplete. So regardless of how much pressure I get from issuing financial statement at that point, I couldn't, in my own conscience, put my name on issuing financial statements. And as far as those previous financial statements that I issued, I put a lot of disclaimer because we know exactly what's happening there. And unless we spend, you know, more time to do that, I think there's a need for supervision and oversight on all those, on the station's business function. It's not only with that station. I think across the board, there's a lot of things that we need to address. And I think if we just have oversight, then it's good.
Okay, well, I understand there's other issues with the, you know, like those meetings requirements, violations and things, but it seemed like the biggest thing, and it seemed like, you know, I was listening to the audit committee meeting a couple of weeks ago when the audit was being reviewed, and I didn't know the audit in front of me, but the auditor basically, it sounded like, said that they can't start mostly because of KPFK still having such a big, huge backlog of, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but a big backlog of just basic bookkeeping that needed to be done. And so it just seems like they need help. Can we help them? That's my question. I'm not trying to blame anybody, but can we get them some additional help so it doesn't take another 8 or 10 or 12 months to get the...
Well, we are helping KPFK. I don't know that specific statement from the auditor that there was a backlog, and there was a backlog in when we were doing the 2013 audit, but everybody knows that I spent 2 weeks there actually doing, spending late nights till 11 o'clock in the evening trying to rectify the records together with the PRA, the Archive Services Manager, staying with me till 11 o'clock in the evening to rectify that. Things are being done there. Things are being rectified at KPFK. Maybe my next is to go to New York and kind of straighten up the records there also. But we need to allocate. In the meantime, we had a lot of things that we need to do here at the national office. But I don't think that the auditors was referring to like the current stage of KPFK, but rather saying that the difficulties that we encountered was from KPFK not able to provide backup documentation for the 2013. So I don't know that the start of the 2014 audit was ever discussed in that meeting, so I don't know where you got your information. But
The representative from Armory Node in that meeting...
Bill, it's a stack for questions, and there's other people
right.
who want to get
but
on
I'm,
it. He's answered the same question three times. You don't have to agree with the answer, but he's answered it. And Adriana wanted
okay,
to be on
we'll
stack.
We'll put you back
go
on
ahead,
the stack
Adriana.
After the others go.
Yes. First of all, thank you, Raul. Because it's the first time that we have so much information in our hands, and I really appreciate what you are doing. I believe that one of the biggest problems that we are having is that we are trying to justify, instead of the help that we can give you, I think, is all of us go to our stations and pay attention to what's going on in every station, and then be sure that the information that is sent to the national office is the right one, and we avoid bashing people when they are giving us information. I really, really appreciate all your work, and I think that a lot of directors and a lot of people in the foundation feel the way that I feel. I understand that we need to work harder in our stations, and that is not the problem of the national office, that is the problem of the stations. And we are the ones that need to go there and be sure that things are being done the right way. Thank you. That was all.